Esther sie not sees, Isan, Simon not mikam de nikamma meet. Thrones, Banquets, and the Hidden Hand. Setting we begin in Susa, the Persian capital. Archaeology uncovers its splendour, glazed bricks, marble pavements, and gold vessels, matching the chapter's vivid detail. Ahasuerus, the Hebrew form of Xerxes the Fernand, hosts a six-month display of power, then a seven-day feast. The narrative is satirical. A mighty emperor who cannot govern his own heart or his own house. Seeing the text. The law of drinking, with no compulsion, was a Persian custom. Yet excess reigns. Herodotus notes Persians made decisions drunk and confirmed them sober, irony that fits the scene. When Vashti refuses the king's command, the court panics and issues an empire-wide decree to secure domestic authority. The repeated seven, eunuchs, nobles, days, heightens regal pretension. Those who saw the king's face is a court idiom for the inner circle. The loan word dat, law decree, hints at Persian bureaucracy that will later be turned by providence. Theology and wisdom. God is never named, but providence begins to move. Calvin read Esther as the art of God's hidden governance. Matthew Henry warns that pride and drunkenness unmake kingdoms before wars do. The chapter exposes how fragile empire is and how dignity can resist spectacle. It prepares us for a great reversal. The God who changes times and seasons will use palace intrigues for covenant care. Cross-references. Daniel 5, Proverbs 31:1-9, Proverbs 16:32, Isaiah 5:11, Psalm 2, Daniel 2:21, Romans 8:28, 1 Peter 5:5, Ephesians 5:15-21. A hymn to pray. God moves in a mysterious way. William Cowper. Prayer, hidden God, steady our hearts amid the noise of power and pride. Give us temperance, courage, and quiet honour like Vashti's, and teach us to trust your unseen wisdom, shaping history for your people's good. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.